Leon Simon Reish Mem Dalin Sipe. We had had a machlokes 2 days in Shulchan Aruch if a person hired a goy for a long period of time, and in this period of time you should write for him or you should weave a beggar for him. So even though theoretically this person is a schir yom, but since this person has time to do these melachos, does not have to be done on Shabbos. So even though he does it on Shabbos, we say adaita denamshe kavid, and this is permissible. And then he brought down, the Mahabal brought down, the yesh mi sha'isa, the seicha eini yehudi lizman. There's the Raivet Shita, the Raivet holds that by doing the work in Shabbos, the Yid is marvia, he's gaining from that, that he will be, the Goy will be able to do other malachas Sunday if they come about. That means it's not muchach that that there would be malacha Sunday that has to be done. Could be the malachas are first going to come up next week on Thursday. But it could be that a new malacha might come up. And because the goy did the malacha on Shabbos, so the yid has a malacha, he has a revach from malacha Shabbos. And we mentioned yesterday, so this falls into the category of Malachas Yitzchol. If a Yid derives a benefit from a Malacha that was done by a Goy, so this goes into the Issur of Kol Malacha LeYayosabem, and it is also. So it would seem the Machlokes, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, do we have to be Hayish that this malacha that was done in Shabbos will bring about a revach to the yid that plans to be chayish, and another malacha will come up someday, and because the malacha was done, the previous malacha was done Shabbos, he's capable of doing this Sunday. Zokta demo vidago vidavke shes choroi malacha miyuchadis. This first day that holds that it is permissible, that is dafkin if the goy was hired for a specific malacha. He's going begid leroy, he's weaving begodim, or you say for lichtoy, avol cheschoroy lechol ha-malachas sheyitztarech teich zman haschiros. But what if a yid hired a goy for 2 years? What does the goy have to do? Whatever will come up, you're a jack of all trades, whatever will come up, I want you to do this. L'kulei alma also. So here, I feel according to the first day that said, if a person hired a goy for a long period of time, it is permissible to let the goy do work on Shabbos, but if he was hired l'chol ha-malachi sheyitztarech, then he is not permitted to let the goy work on Shabbos. As Moshe is boil soiv simen reish mem zayin. So let us see the reason for this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah l'malachi miyuchedus the bozeh. If he was only hired for specific malachos, efshel shaloi yagia li Yisrael remach al yibay zeh shuaysa b'Shabbos. So the yid is not gaining anything by that the goy did the malacha on Shabbos. Keep going. Shaloi yitzar ha Yisrael arige oiksive kolka. That means He was hired for 2 years, but in this 2 year, the man missed a lot of time that there's nothing to do. So I don't have to be high-ish that I'm gaining through that the guy did the malacha on Shabbos. Aval, imalachol amalachis. But if he was hired for whatever will come up, you should do it for me. Kolei adobo levadai. So then we can rightfully assume so that means I can rightfully assume that someday there'll be a new job for him. Vimkein, Mavia Ayisrael Bimlechas Ayyan Yehudi Bishabbos. So then the Yid is gaining that was the Goy did. This malach and Shabbos, because now when it comes Sunday, he's finished with all his previous jobs. He can start now a new job. So even though in the agreement, there never was an agreement, he has to work for me each day. That's true, he can take all days, but he has a tight schedule. Because he was hired for Kol Melochis. So therefore, if the guy works on Shabbos on his own accord, we consider that the Yid is being Marvia from this Meloche. And so the minute the Yid is Marvia from the Meloche, it's called that the guy did a Meloches Yisrael. And when this falls into the categories we mentioned yesterday, the Kol Meloch LeYosabem, that no Melechus Yisrael is not permitted to be done on Shabbos. And if a Goy is, if the Bailim is Maviah from this Meloch, this is called Melechus Yisrael. No. This is also, he's Maviah from. Yeah, well, there's no matter sign whatsoever. The guy is doing it. It's close to the time frame. That means that the time frame he will need him on Sunday. So by working on Shabbos, he. He's gaining that he's available on Sunday.
Another job?
Yeah. He hired him for all malachis. He hired him for 2 years. For whatever I'll need from you, you should do. And he was a jack of all trades. So now something came up Friday to do. He could have done it Friday for practical purposes, or he could do it Sunday. But he went and did it on Shabbos on his own accord. That way he did it on Shabbos, so now Sunday something new came up. So now the Bailim is very happy that he did it on Shabbos. So the Bailim is Maviah from Melech Shabbos. So that's also, if a Noi did a Melech, and you Maviah from the Melech, you gain a Remeh from the Melech, and this is also. So this is a demor. If a person is hired for a multitude of malachis, for mitam ze yeshlimchis biyad hashkochis kshoisim malachis adineyim b'shabbos. So he says the shmochis, the maids, the given hire, they're hired already for many years. But they're hired for all malachis. They iron clothing, they wash clothing, and they do different things. So afilu k'sha'oisen shaloi b'beis Yisrael v'shaloi b'sivri b'aleihem. That means these shmochis And she has something to do on Friday, and she knows she has to iron the clothing. So Shabbos, she won't iron in the house. That's for sure. She goes to her apartment, and she's got to iron the clothing on Shabbos. Well, it's very convenient. So she'll do this on Shabbos. She'll learn the Beis Yisrael. She'll learn the Tzivui Baleim. Daheim Shulim L'chola Melochis, because they're hired for all Melochis. And the minute you're hired for all Melochis, a Melochis that is done in Shabbos, the Baalim benefits from this Melochis that they're available on Sunday. The Holstein, Shoisin, Bemeis Yisrael. And other Givis, if they will do this, Bemeis Yisrael, there's also Apilo Misocho Umalocha Miyuchedis. So for now, to do a Malocha Bemeis Yisrael, Apilo, we're speaking about the first case, that they were hired for Malocha Miyuchedis, and they have plenty of time to do it. They decide to do it on Shabbos, which the Mahabha Paskin is Mutter. But that's not the Beis Yisrael. The Beis Yisrael was see, it looks like it's being done for the Yisrael. Vayim betaz, sitkot nalev, the Navy b'shem Rabbeinu Simche, duhu oitzer la'shifre, afilu la'seis meleches atmo b'beis bo'leo. A bigger chumre. Now this already is amaretai in the Kedim, that the shifre, who has nothing to do on Shabbos, so she'll iron her clothing on Shabbos in the Beis Yisrael. Vatam, this is also Mimnei Horeim. Shlo yayimru Melochei Shel Yisrael hi oise. So Rabbeinu Simcha asks afilu a Melocha Shel Akum. It's being done for herself. It's also the Beis Yisrael. Here there's a Mara sign. She's doing it for herself, that's Mutter, but that's it. She's going to remain the Simcha Moidolose. I ain't shum, but both. Probably not, and you should give me a task. I ain't shum. I ain't beset a Hayodum Klaus Hamach Dalid. The Lissat came, Hashitra, Bigodel, Lakula Yalman Mutter, Beveis Malabais. Shehu Nikir Shemaleches Asma Hiyoisa Mestama, the begodim that the Goita wore are different than the begodim that Abbas Yisrael wears. So Mamelim, she's sewing or ironing this on Shabbos and Tzicha Nikir, but these are her begodims. So Mamela, that's Mutta according to everyone. Until according to the Taz, my Shemoyd Mashakos bin Yizemeng, Shiksalmu Besim Kosm Ramatay. Now let us learn Sivot. Now let's just give a little abdomen to Sivot. Sivot is speaking about a few cases. Let's just mention the cases. One case was that a person went over to the Taz, and he purchased for him from the Tzar the tolls that accumulate during the year. There are certain taxes that are paid during the year. And he gave him a lump sum of money for that. All the taxes belong to him. So let us speak about tax tolls. So the tolls that everyone who passes by this bridge pays a toll. And it belongs to people from the Tzar. Now, Sukkot Shabbos, there's also people that are going, that are using the bridge. And he bought the tolls. The tolls belong to him already. And there's a big hefset. There's a very big hefset because the all the goyim who will go through the tolls on Shabbos, if no one will be there to ask them for the money, it's, forget about it. They'll never get paid. You put up a sign, please pay all the Shabbos tolls on Sunday, forget about it. If someone is there and there's a teneya, and then then not pay. But if no one is going to be there, forget about it. And this is speaking about a hefstint meruba, a very big considerable fee. To a lot of associates over here, what might occur if we won't be makel by this year? So now, Yehudi HaKoine Mechnes, he purchased the taxes, the tolls, he purchased it. Umaskiloi, that's the wrong terminology. Vesoicheloi ain't a Yehudi. He hired a goy, lekabel mechas b'shabbes. He hired a goy, that the goy should stand there by the tolbu, and whoever passes by, he's going to take the mechas. Mutter, in who Mickey Bailas. So if the guy is a kablon, that means he's doing it for his own rebohim, it's mutter. Dahainu, what is the case? Sha'oim aloi, the agreement is, l'cheshes tigber meya dinorim, when you'll get 100 dinrim, that means from every 100 dinrim you collect, you're going to get 5 dinrim. So now he's standing there the whole day for himself, because the more money he makes, the more he gets 1/20 of the tolls. That's one way we can be mad at this, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we bent backwards to be mad at this, but this, we were mad at this. Hago, v'chein yuchal lahaskir ha-mehes, l'chol ha-shabosais le'in ha-yehudim. Case number 2, he's going to go over to a goy, and he's going to tell the goy the taxu, the tolls of the whole year belong to him. He brought the tolls from the south. He goes over to a goy, I'm going to sell you the Shabbos tolls, and you pay me a price for it, and you're buying it to them. The tolls belong to you, and he's getting paid. Each time the goy is paying him for acquiring the right to take the Shabbos tolls. So we said here two heterim, which in Yesod, the Yesod of the heter is the goy is doing it for himself. The first case, he's standing there because the more he collects, the more he's going to get. He's a kablan. He's doing it for his own benefit. And then the second case, he bought the tolls, the Shabbos tolls, so he's standing there for himself. He just pays the certain amount for the acquisition of the Shabbos tolls. But now, in both these cases, there's a tremendous problem with how we were learning till now this Zichra Amar Asayin the Keshaywa. This is the Iker of the Musta, he's a Kablin, he's a Seicher, he purchases. But we learned all dinim by a melchitz, that we hear the same thing by a melchitz, by a sode. If the it's not a logal that people should rent a sode, so he's going to work in the field on Shabbos, people are going to say he hired him. So we get a whole simon speaking about Maris Ayin, and the Maris Ayin is applicable over here also. We have the same Maris Ayin over here. So here, V'loi ha-shinin she-yoymu l'tzor Yisrael hu-oise, de-be-mokoyim se-de ke-hai gamne loi ha-shoshu. That means this is a seder. That means let us just understand one thing. By a sode and melchit is menias harema. That means I can make profit if the melchit will be open on Shabbos. Here is a law. That means the tolls belong to me. I bought the tolls for the whole year. If I will not be going to the tolls, so I'm going to have a loss. And the loss was not a loss of pennies. It was a tremendous loss. So here there was a hamstring goggles. So Chazal bent backwards and said, that's what we can do now. That there's a chash of Maris Ayin. We also had these attendants, a Kablan and this. We had these attendants before, and we did not, we were not mad at these attendants out of Maris Ayin. People will think, he's getting the toast, and he hired him to take the toast. So here we wavered. This is a matter of science because it's a tremendous state. That is the first step of the halacha. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. For Maskil Loi Eina Yehudi Haloshin Eina Meduyik. Now the first case is not he's renting to the goy. Kekavonu Shesoicha Eina Yehudi. He's hiring the goy. Imhu Vikiboyle. Da'os shori midin. That means if the guy is doing it for himself, he's getting a percentage of the souls. What it means to be, he collects 100 zolim, he's going to get a certain percentage. So he's doing it for himself. Da'os shori midin. Kamai. That the din is Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to go and take Eilis, I'm allowed to take skins and give it to someone to work on it. I didn't tell me to do it on Shabbos. I can bring clothing to a cleaner, I can give the car to a mechanic. I can do this Erev Shabbos. And he's a Kabbalah. He's doing it not for me. He's doing it for himself. This is a job. And when he finishes it, and he's doing it for the job. So Memelev, he's also the same thing. The Mutalita Leitayim Shkia Sechameh, Im Ubek Vizoyles, Bishum Dadaite, the Namshe called it. That's what he's working on Shabbos. That's his intent. Now, that's it's Mutzah Me'ika Hadid. But now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very pertinent Ha'orah. V'af al-gab v'osu shtom l'tboyer lo'i melachtoi b'shavet. Number one, I'm going to go over to a mechanic and give him a car, and it's half an hour before the shkia, and there's 5 hours of work that's involved. When they come back, Mitzvah Shabbos, they'll be ready Mitzvah Shabbos. Yeah. That is also. If I'm Koiveya, as man, that it should be done on Shabbos, he's still the same Kabbalah. Now, let us just explain. So, what is the itself? In the Reish Nun Beis, the Sikkotan Kazayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if I'm giving you a zman, that it has to be done by this man, have a ki'ilu oimalai befeirish sheyechabes b'shabes v'have kishluchai. That means this overrides the kabbonis. Like this, we're working with kabbonis. You're doing it for yourself. You're fixing the car for yourself. You don't have a Shabbos. The minute I tell you, make sure it's done in Shabbos. So, Vahavi Ki Shluchoi. Now, this is a Shliach with a Hocha Binyan. That means, Be'etzen, he's still a Kabbalah. He's a Kabbalah, which means he's doing it like he has a job, he's doing it for himself. But by telling him it should be done, he finished by Mitzvah Shabbos, Ave Kishluchai, which is also. This is a Kabbalah, which is like a Shliach, number one. No, so that's one problem over here. Roy, the Ave Nusin, the Farhesia. Now, this is a double Mefusin. Everyone knows that the taxes belong to Yankel. So, Memele, Uchamoisha Yoise, and you, the Akan Benesis, Toil Domi, And in the web, if it's done, the Beis Yisrael, people will say he told them to do it on Shabbos. So now we have here two Isurim. It's Chris Luchoy, and people will say that he told them to do it on Shabbos. This is two problems. The Osar Shom, Mikol Moshin, Hitiru Bozer, Mishum Steida. There's a tremendous hamster over here, but it's more than that. The Odom Bohu Alma Mainai. When we're speaking about a lot of money, a hefstin of a lot of money, a person loses himself. The Loishoyis law, if you're going to tell him, we hear here, Chumris Darabonon, Nire Tishluchoy. People will say, Shetzimbo Laseis Beshavas, we are speaking about Chumris. If you're going to throw the books at this person, he has a tremendous asset. And we're going to make all these chumras, he won't be aimed at Benesoyin, or the Mol Alma Mainai, Osi. So, listen, you tell him I'm not allowed. I'm a sheikh if I hire a guy. I'm a sheikh, it's finished. I'm a sheikh if I'm a halashad, it's finished. Okay, I'm ashamed. I can't be under the Nisoyim. So I might as well do it myself. We won't draw the fine line that this is the Rabbonon. No, no, no. If I'm a Mahalo Shabbos and I'm not allowed to do it, so I'll do it myself already. Also, Ligbris Batmoy, the Yobi Lidei Isuli de Raises, the Shema Yistai Piska Shidera Hamayasin. So maybe he's going to write a receipt. This is then the son you won't be able to be aimed with. You tell me I'm a Mahalo Shabbos, and some of my words, I'm a Mahalo Shabbos, I'll do it myself. Maybe say he's off the trench, and no, I'm a Mahalo Shabbos, I'll do it himself. And what, and if he does it himself, so when they go through the tolls, someone asks for a receipt, or might have a receipt. So this chumra that we made will bring about a tremendous skill. And by making this chumra, I'm in the sign that he will come to a hill of Shabbos the Yaiser. Beis Yaiser. So, Mamela, that's why these two chumras of, it's going to be done in Shabbos. Now, we know it's going to be done in Shabbos. He was a Kaveh's mom, so all we keep there by the souls. It's only Shabbos. And it's Mephulsim. They were Makel, Holtzler, the Mitzvah, the Bodom Bolam Amin. Well, if he's a mashmet, the b'mecha she'ein kaisvim, but what if it's such a toll that there's no shash of writing? There's no receipt on this toll. Kein oisen she'loitzen mine macho b'mechas. The toll, the taxes, you give food. Also, afilu ayidei en yehudi. So then, there's no shash. What will be? You'll tell me not allowed to. So you won't do it. So what will be? He won't listen to me. He won't be able to say it. But you're not allowed to. So do it himself. So why don't he do it himself? A Mahalo Shabbos. Right? He won't be. You don't make me see. The worst thing will be is over Mintzai's Herzachov. And this is a Midimre Kabbalah. You're not allowed to collect the tolls on Shabbos. But that's the biggest I may be over. So according to the Beis Yosef, we won't bend backwards to tell him you're not allowed to do it. If he won't be able to do it, it's like Mr. Peller. That's according to the Beis Yosef. I will attach among them raw masking that fill the boy and say, Sharina, they ain't you who the mission said. Right. We'll make all. So it's better this way. Right. So, because we are saying now, by being matter with a goy, we are making two kulas. We are letting this whole thing is for Shabbos, which normally, it's not Mutter Ayin Deyakov. It's in the fulsome, it's like it was done with Macy soil. But here, we bend backwards because there's a tremendous loss. We're afraid if we will not be Mato, so he's going to take things in his own hand and will be greater than matters himself. Therefore, we were Mato. Now, on a similar case, Yehudi Shesocha Mishol Melech Minashav. That means it was soon he bought the right. They were cooking salt by the Shah, and he bought the right. That means, and again, this Bishol Melech, this cooking of the salt, it was done, the factory was open 7 days a week, and he bought it. He's going to have a tremendous head still if he will not, if Shabbos, the salt will not be, will not cook the salt on Shabbos. So we have the same problem over there, the same hamster. Muta lahaskiloi fa'alam bikiboyla. So we have the same heta. We get a goy that is a kablam. Shimyasu lekach v'kach melach, hito lekach v'kach. Va'ava pisha kelim v'eitim em shel yisoyl. That means the vats and the fuel is from the yeet. So it's an element. They shouldn't transport the wood from the yeet house in Shabbos. We in Yesod are working with the heter. The goy is working. The whole hill of Shabbos, which is the bishul of the melech, the goy is working for himself. And he muta metals and came. Losalem me erev Shabbos. That means all the materials the guy has already out of Shabbos, not with transporting from the Yid in Shabbos. That's also Yitzim Roshusam out of Shabbos. Avo, Ein Heta Liskel in Yehudi al Shabbos v'chodesh. But in this case, that the cooking on Shabbos also, there's no heter of Sfiris. That means to be poor and see, hey, we learned the heter, I had a guy for a year, and he's a Sfir and he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. But here, since this is a function that is working 7 days a week, so the Mikol Mokim Malviyach HaYisrael B'Malachtoi, if the Goy will be working on Shabbos, so I'm getting a Revach from the Malachim, then they had to have the Kabbalonis. The only had those only Mekabbalonis, Lemaitha, we say the Goy is doing this for himself. That's the Heta of Kabbalonis. He doesn't mention Shabbos. That means 6 days a week, the Yid is there collecting the tolls. He just told the guy, you know, when I'm not there, I'm hiring you that you should collect the tolls and you'll get the percentage of, if you collect X amount, you'll get a certain percentage. The Heinish ain't masculine, ye me Shabbos clo, ella bistomen. In Tigve, ach me kach, if you will be goive X amount of money, ethnolo, kach, sach, kach, the kach. In Cain, by Havi, schir yoin. He's not a schir yoin. That means he's working for himself, not the shlichusi. If I hired him, that means he's working for me. The work is being done for himself. The more he collects, the more he's going to get. So the work that's being done is being done for himself. The gam less kal shal Shabbos klal. Now there's another problem. There's a problem of Shal Shabbos. He's being marviyah from the money that's coming in Shabbos. Shekvar socha mehasav Hamechesh shel kol ha'shon im Hashem osos bechlal. So he says, because he bought already the taxes from the whole year. So the taxes of Shabbos, which is a revach, is he acquired it by Havlo. That means he didn't just buy the taxes of Shabbos. He bought the year's taxes. So by buying the year's taxes, that includes 52 Shabboses, but it was Havlo. So the tax that comes in now on Shabbos is not, I bought it already, in by the law. So this is cool. I'm acquiring all the taxes of the year. So it doesn't go into Chal Shabbos. We hear the same thing. I rented out, a merchid to a goy. The goy is paying me for Shabbos also, so it's by the law. If you only rent it out on Shabbos, then there's a problem. So then that's called Chal Shabbos. Ve'eini Yehudi Yikach. Now, oh, there was another Eitzer. There was another Eitzer that the Goy will acquire, he purchases them the taxes from Shabbos, and he pays them for that. If the goy purchased the Shabbos meches, the Shabbos tolls, the ani yehudi kiyovit, this is gold, adaita denam shiyovit. He purchased the taxes, he stands there a whole day because all the taxes, all the tolls that come in, it goes to him, he bought it. Because a Mogen Avraham. So here the Mogen Avraham says, here we have L'chayre a shikl problem. What's the problem over here? Here he bought the taxes of Shabbos. That's all. He bought the taxes of Shabbos. He's paying him for it. Now we heard before, if a goy will rent a melchitz for Shabbos, he's renting a melchitz for Shabbos. So there is a problem of Shah Shabbos. That means you're getting Shah for your melchitz, and you're getting a remnant from your nechos, that's called Shah Shabbos. It's not Bahab law. You're renting out your melchitz for Shabbos. That's also Shah Shabbos. Here I sold him the tolls of Shabbos, and he's begging me for it. He's giving me a price. So L'chayr also should be Chal Shabbos. Because of Amor and Amorom, the Gan Mishim is Chal Shabbos, who has to say, Ad Shehu Maskiro in the Shabbos L'chud, even though he's only selling him the Shabbos, the Shabbos tolls, Mishum Dareyu Ki'ilu Kole Mimenu Hamehez. So let us just, I just want to say the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says there's a moyer nekechilik. By a melchitz, if I rent out my melchitz for Shabbos, the melchitz belongs to me. It's my melchitz. You are renting my melchitz for Shabbos, and you're paying me for the usage of my melchitz. That is called Chal Shabbos. I'm getting money for the usage of my melchitz on Shabbos. So I'm getting a reva from the usage of my melchitz on Shabbos. That's called Chal Shabbos. Here, he stole the rights of the melchitz. Not Shabbos. You're using mine. There's nothing mine. I had a right to be going with the melchitz. I sold it to you. So that's yours. I sold you something. That means the I had a right to be going to melchitz is sold to you. You're paying me for what you purchased. But this is not called Chal Shabbos. I sold you something in Friday. And so he gives a marshal. He gives a marshal. He says, Vahavale ki'ilu, yoideya sheyevile eini yehudim schoire b'Shabbos. Goyim are going to bring schoire b'Shabbos. They're going to bring him 10 cases of schnapps and Shabbos and face, and he sold it to the goy Erev Shabbos. So that's not called Chal Shabbos. Laini Yudi Shishi Kavali Mimendo Bishabis. The Kshita Dishori, this is Licha Mutta. So Mamela, he was speaking that there's no problem of Schar Shabbos in the first case. In the first case, because he purchased already the Mechas Bahamlo. And in the second case, when he sold the Mechas to the Goyes, the whole Shabbos to Kimechas, so there's also no Schar Shabbos because he has a Mechas. He's selling him his rights and finished. He's getting paid for it on Friday. It's irrelevant. So if I sell something, so then there's no issue of Schar Shabbos.